Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your host, Coach Latisse of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. It is September the 14th, 2020, and I'm here with you tonight to bring you and to close out the final episode for this season. That's right, folks. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this season, and we're going to do a brief recap. But before we get into that, I would just like to say thank you very much to those of you who have remained faithful from the beginning of this podcast up until now. Thank you so very much. Your time and your effortless consistency is much appreciated. Thank you so very much. And with that, let's go ahead and get ready to connect, innovate, inspire this generation and the next. Well, we know that there's a lot going on. We have upcoming elections. It appears that this nation continues to be split. Some are for Trump, some are for Biden. And while I'm not going to get into the specifics of that and dive too much into the political aspects of Democrats and Republicans, what I can say is that no matter what side of the fence that you find yourself on, just make sure that you utilize your freedom, you utilize your right to cast a vote. With that, there are not just the presidential aspects of the presidential election, but there's also many important measures that are also on the ballot as well. So I just encourage listeners to vote. Vote by any means necessary. It's important. I think that our generation has really learned a valuable lesson. There were so many of us that just assumed that the election from 4 years ago was going to go one particular way. Folks assumed that it would, and things didn't necessarily turn out the way some of us thought that it was going to go. And I think that we should have all learned a very valuable lesson, no matter what. I'm not saying anything against Republicans or anything against Democrats, but what I am saying is that if you are not a part of the solution, then my friend, you have found yourself to be a part of the problem. It really, really concerns me when I hear people complain about certain things that they don't like that's going on in this nation, going on in their communities, things that they don't like, things that they don't necessarily agree with. But then those same people, when given an opportunity to affect change, they do nothing. Why is it important? It still falls in line with what we've been talking about this whole entire season. Standing up for what's just, for what's noble, and what's true. Being active. Being a part of your community. Having a voice. Having a say. Not only talking about it, but being about it. Talk it, but also walk it. So again, not going to dive into too much of the political aspects of what's going on in this country, but I would encourage each and every one of you to vote, no matter which side you find yourself on. There's a lot of concern with the fall season closely approaching, and we are still in the middle of a pandemic. Some states are more relaxed than others. I'm in the state of California, and there's still a lot of guidelines that are still in place. still a lot of stores that are not necessarily open during this time. And there is some concern about the second wave of the pandemic with all the fires that are going on here in California and tragedies all across this nation. It's a lot. It's a lot for anybody to take on. And with that, I say to each and every one of you, learn to practice self-care, especially during this time. Do something that is rewarding to yourself. I'm talking to, especially to those that are parents, a single parents, going to work each and every day. Even if you're working from home, you're still taking care of your loved ones, or whether or not you're, you know, you're taking care of a child or you are a caregiver, you still need to make time to take care of yourself. It's very important during this time. We still need to realize that whether or not you actually believe that COVID-19 is a fluke or not, you still need to practice social distancing and taking the precautionary measures that you need to protect yourself and others. So even if you don't necessarily agree with it, be mindful of your of the members of, in your community. Be mindful of people in your family. Be mindful of the people that you work with if you're going into the office. Be mindful. It doesn't cost anything to be mindful or to be courteous of the next person. But remember to practice self-care and self-love during this time. Remember that it's okay for you not to have all the answers to every problem that may come your way. Remember that it's okay to not be a perfectionist or have everything to be perfect. Things that you find yourself putting your hands to. Everything doesn't have to be picture perfect. Take time to appreciate and celebrate you. It's also a great time. This is the time of year that I tell folks, it's a great time to start a nonprofit organization. Things are beginning to slow down and come to a head. This is a great time to start to strategize and put your business plan together if you're going to incorporate as a nonprofit or not-for-profit organization. For those of you who already have not-for-profit organizations or nonprofit organizations, there's a lot of 501c3 grantors and funders that are looking for organizations to give money away to, because we're approaching the end of the tax year for a lot of organizations. We are approaching that time. So there's a lot of grantors and a lot of funders that are just looking for agencies and organizations to give money away to. And so if you already are incorporated as a nonprofit, then you are ahead of the game. And for some of that information, I think I've shared this with you all before. A lot of information I post daily and weekly on my Instagram account and also my Facebook account. Instagram account is Secrets2Grants. And the Facebook account is, you can look it up, The Secrets of Grant Writing, or Grant Writing Secrets. And it still falls up under the same identical name, The Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More, just FYI. And I post daily, weekly opportunities for funding. And I give out information from every state what's available. So check it out when you get an opportunity. If you are looking for some funding opportunities, definitely check that out. And I believe that my website, thesecretsofgrantwriting.com, is also listed on the Anchor account. So if you still want to keep up with me, even though this is my final podcast for this season, if you still would like to be kept abreast of the latest funding opportunities and tips and tricks relative to grant writing and funding and nonprofits, feel free to visit my website. Once again, that's thesecretsofgrantwriting.com. Check me out. I have blogs listed there, information that is for your viewing and for your pleasure, and it also gives links to Instagram accounts and Facebook accounts as well, where you can also keep up with me there. Okay, and so with that, the next thing that is on the horizon for me, folks, is I think that it would be important for me to just go ahead and write a book where I can share 20 years of experience and knowledge about funding and nonprofits and working with community and collaborating with other organizations and agencies to champion a cause, keeping the momentum going. I think that that is my next venture in between from now, bringing this podcast to an end for this season at least, and until the next time that we meet again via this podcast, hopefully that book will have been written or at least halfway written, and I'd love to share that with you. I'd love to hear from folks that have been following me this whole time. So that is my call to action to you. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me via this podcast, leave me a message, or go to the sites and send me an email, drop me a line or two. If there's anything that you would love to know about relative to business plans or funding or nonprofits, drop me a line. That's my call to action to you all. Drop me a line, and I'd love to share any knowledge and expertise that I possibly can with you to help you connect with other organizations, innovate those that you work with, and inspire our generation and the very next generation to come. And with that, I am going to end this podcast. It's a very short podcast, but once again, I do want to say thank you very much for all of you who have been faithful and listened to me talk from beginning to the end, from the beginning of this year until now. Those of you who have taken the time to send me messages, those of you who have asked questions, those of you who are in this country and the listeners that are abroad, again, I say thank you. Thank you very much. Your time has been much appreciated, and I wish everyone well. Take care of yourself. Fall is coming. Winter is coming. Stay safe. Love on yourselves. Love on your family. And be kind to your neighbors. Be kind to those in your community. And with that, I'll say thank you once again and have a blessed evening and a wonderful week and a beautiful rest of this year as much as we possibly can. Think about something that keeps you going. Think about those things that are true, noble, and positive when you feel that you've just reached your maximum capacity. Just keep going. Don't give up. God bless.